This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Gillian Coldsnow. House leaders are refusing to bring a bipartisan Senate foreign aid package for a vote. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports rank-and-file members are trying to find a way to break the logjam.
A proposal from a bipartisan group of House lawmakers would pare down the bill to just military aid for Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific. It would also include short-term measures to achieve operational control over the U.S. border. Republican Congressman Doug Lamborn is a co-sponsor of the bill. He says they have to find a path forward.
You know, there's a lot of discussion going on that we will find a way to get to a vote where people can vote their conscience on this matter.
There won't be any vote soon. Congress is on recess until the last week of February. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Denver Zoo has taken in more than 100 animals after SeaQuest in Littleton closed earlier this month. The interactive aquarium ended operations after receiving multiple citations related to animal and guest welfare. CPR's Lauren Antonoff Hart has more.
The animals who have found a new home at the Denver Zoo include a keel-billed toucan, red-necked wallabies, African pancake tortoises, and a New Guinea blue-tongued skink. In addition, the city's downtown aquarium has adopted 62 aquatic animals, spanning 30 different species. The organizations report that the animals are settling in nicely and will be on view soon. I'm Lauren Antonoff Hart, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC. More news at cpr.org.